This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 8 killings, an arrest, and now fears that what happened in the Atlanta area last evening may have been a hate crime.
Police say 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long is in custody after he was captured on the highway. The shootings began around 5 p.m. at Young's Asian Massage Parlor in Acworth, then continued within the hour in Atlanta at Gold Spa and across the street at Aromatherapy Spa. South Korea's foreign ministry says at least 4 of the victims are women of Korean descent. Captain Jay Baker with the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office says they're not ruling anything out in terms of motive. The killings come amid a wave of attacks against Asian Americans that coincide with the spread of the coronavirus.
Nothing's going to be ruled out. We're conducting a multiple homicide investigation. So wherever the evidence leads us, that's where the investigators will go.
That audio, courtesy of WGCL. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House says the president's been briefed on all of this, and the administration's been in touch with the FBI. President Biden says he's surprised by what he calls this macho thing. Americans who say they're not going to get the COVID-19 vaccine. He says getting the vaccine is important. CEO Stephen Hoge says Moderna is on track to deliver 100 million COVID-19 doses by the end of March. And trials are underway now, he says, with children.
We've already completed enrollment in our Teen Cove trial, which is adolescents 12 to 17. And so we expect to have data from that 12 to 17 Teen Cove study, hopefully perhaps by the summer, so that we could be vaccinating adolescents going into the school year.
He was on the Today Show on NBC. It's St. Patrick's Day, and like a lot of other things these days, the New York City parade is mostly virtual. The big parade canceled because of the pandemic. Severe winter weather in much of the country pushed home construction down a sharp 10.3% in February. This is AP News. The pressure on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo over sexual harassment allegations is now coming from the White House as well. The AP's Sagar Magani.
Asked whether Cuomo should resign if an investigation confirms the claims.
Yes, I think he'd probably end up being prosecuted, too.
In an exclusive interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos, President Biden says the allegations should be taken seriously.
It takes a lot of courage to come forward.
Cuomo's urging New Yorkers to await results of the state attorney general's investigation while rejecting calls from fellow Democrats to step down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Alcatraz is reopening. Yeah, the historic island prison off San Francisco is reopening for a limited number of tours. It's been off limits for more than a year because of the pandemic. Alcatraz once housed Al Capone and Machine Gun Kelly. Visitors have to wear face masks and keep their distance. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.